The title of the indie film Ghost Light refers to a theatrical superstition that a light bulb kept lit on stage keeps the theater ghost company, even when actors are not present. Critic Bob Mondello says in the movie, actors and ghosts are both very much present.
Dan is a construction worker who may be an artist with a jackhammer, but who's a mess with anything requiring a more delicate touch. A family tragedy has left him with trouble managing his temper, and his 15-year-old daughter, Daisy, hasn't made things any easier by shoving a teacher at school.
Is there anything we can do? Community service? Letter of apology? Can I give you a kidney?
Daisy has had plenty of chances already. This is her last one. Did you reach out to the therapist I recommended?
The whole family needs therapy. Dan and his wife Sharon are at wit's end.
I have no idea what to do.
As Daisy acts out...
Get out of the street!
Are you kidding?
But even after he has a meltdown at work that's likely to get him fired...
Stop! Just stop!
Dan's not inclined to ask for help. A witness to the meltdown, a pint-sized woman named Rita, seems to sense that Dan won't ask, so she does the asking.
I need your help with something.
The something is a community theater Romeo and Juliet, and Dan reluctantly reads a part during rehearsal, badly.
It's your line.
What noise?
Louder.
Remember, all the way to the back of the house.
And an hour or so later, finds himself treated as a new cast member.
Welcome aboard, sir.
I'm just helping out for tonight.
That's what I said 3 years ago.
Though he has no intention of going back, Dan's curious enough that evening to check in with his daughter, a veteran of middle school plays.
Do you know this play, Romeo and Juliet?
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break new mutiny. Where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
Oh.
We had to learn it for AP English.
Well, I've never seen it.
Seriously? The movie's a classic.
What happens?
Here's a hint. It's a tragedy.
A tragedy that intersects with Dan's family tragedy in Ghostlight, though filmmakers Kelly O'Sullivan and Alex Thompson lean into the humor of the theater parts, as when a suspicious Daisy follows her father downtown and stumbles on a rehearsal with an intimacy coordinator.
Hey!
Daisy!
Say hi to Mom, cheater!
Where he's kissing Rita.
Is this your daughter? She's lovely.
You knew he had kids? How could you do this?
Excuse me.
The director comes out of the shadows.
Oh, God. Is this a threesome?
It's fake. It's for a play.
As the drama on stage starts to mirror Dan's life...
What play?
He is at once anguished and comforted by the misfit amateurs he's emoting with, all amusingly played by seasoned Chicago stage actors, and the filmmakers have added frames within frames by casting Keith Kupferer as construction worker Dan, his actual wife Tara Mallon as Dan's wife Sharon, and their daughter Catherine as their screen daughter Daisy.
How'd you memorize all those lines? You never seem stressed about it.
Dad, the lines are the easy part. The hard part is the emotional journey, living truthfully in imaginary circumstances, blah, blah, blah.
The central theater unburying emotions concept is a tad on the nose, but the performers keep things grounded and authentic. Triangle of Sadness scene stealer Dolly De Leon is an empathetic wonder as Rita, a 50-something Juliet, who is, by turns, as amusing, endearingly feisty, and utterly believable as Ghostlight itself. I'm Bob Mondello.